Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden once insisted that two decades of U.S. backing had left Afghanistan forces capable of defending themselves. That's not what's happening, as another province has fallen to the Taliban over the last 24 hours.
They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made, providing close air support and paying all their salaries. But they've got to want to fight.
Democrat New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over the governor's mansion in less than 2 weeks as disgraced Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will resign over sexual misconduct facts presented by the New York Attorney General. Ms. Hochul on Wednesday.
I will travel the state to meet New Yorkers, to listen to them, to assure them that I've got their backs.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the border crisis continues to worsen, the drugs coming into this country are flowing greater than ever. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they've made a major drug bust on the southern border. The agency said Wednesday that it made what is believed to be one of the largest methamphetamine seizures in the nation's history at a border crossing in California. Agents stopped a truck and trailer at the Otay Mesa port of entry on August 5th, containing nearly 3 tons of meth and fentanyl powder, worth an estimated $12.9 million. The driver of that truck was arrested and faces federal drug charges that carry a maximum of life in prison. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Panamanian registered ship, the Crimson Polaris, ran aground in a Japanese harbor Wednesday morning. The 40,000-ton ship then split in two on Thursday and was leaking oil. The cargo ship was carrying wood chips. The Japan Coast Guard said no injuries have been reported and oil had not reached Japan's coastline. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As the Taliban gained more control across Afghanistan, U.S. officials scrambled to assess just how quickly the government in Kabul could fall. President Biden on Tuesday.
We spent over $1 trillion over 20 years. We trained and equipped with modern equipment over 300,000 Afghan forces. And Afghan leaders have to come together. We lost thousands, lost death and injury. Thousands of American personnel. They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made of providing close air support, making sure that their Air Force functions and is operable, resupplying their forces with food and equipment, and paying all their salaries. They've got to want to fight. They have outnumbered the Taliban, and I'm getting daily briefings. I think there's still a possibility. You have a significant new Secretary of Defense, our equivalent of Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan, Bushmullah Khan, who's a serious fighter. I think they're beginning to realize they've got to come together politically at the top.
I'm Lance Prime. This is USA Radio News.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. How you doing? Good to have you with us. We're talking with James Herson, the one and only legal analyst and, just a best-selling author, and not just, but the best-selling author and brilliant legal beagle mind. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing well, in this spiritual battle.
Yes.
Continue to fight spiritually. How are you?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Well said, James. It is a spiritual battle, and this is what is somewhat confusing for a portion of the country that thinks that spirituality doesn't count. And, I feel for you because you're at this point, then you're blindfolded, the lights are out, and you're getting beat up, and you don't even know from whom. And spiritually, we understand that we can look to God and appreciate why the chaos is happening. Now, it doesn't make it, easy by no means. I mean, we have to deal with it. We're all dealing with the chaos. But this is spiritually driven. This is by far, and I know it's going to sound maybe extreme for some people, James, but this is all at the hand of the demonic because this does not come from God. God is not a God of disorder. He is a God of peace and life and liberty, and anything but is on display in our country today. So what does that tell you?
No, I think at the heart of it, what we're experiencing, definitely comes from spiritual evil. Mm-hmm. And it's clear, the scripture, with the word of God talks about a time where there will be deception.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we've never really experienced such blatant, naked, in your face deception. Mm-hmm. And the deception we see being broadcast in the media and by technology multinational companies in that they continue to say things that are untrue, that are false.
Mm-hmm.
If in fact the narrative were true, then the powers that be would not have to suppress and censor debate and opposing points of view. And yet that's what's happening. But it's interesting that, this deception is talked about, as I said, in the Bible, and it says even the elect
yes,
will be deceived. What is the elect? Well, the elect are people that are part of Christendom, part of the religious infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at a time. There used to be a sort of a joke where people would say, well, of course that's true. I mean, is the Pope Catholic?
Yes, right.
Well, now people are asking that question in earnest.
Yes, right.
Good point. We look at the institutional Christianity and the elect is being deceived. So it's an unprecedented time. And we mentioned the blindfold.
Mm-hmm.
I think of when our Lord walked the earth, he often said, those that have eyes will see, those that have ears will hear.
Mm-hmm.
And we're living in a time where families are being divided.
Yes.
We used to be over politics, but now it's over choices about public health and medicine. And the divisions are based on a group who seems to be blindly following a narrative, who seems, in many cases, within families, people are frustrated. They say, my loved ones, they seem brainwashed.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be able to think for themselves. They seem to be under some sort of mind control. But that kind of thing is based on manipulating people to the broadcast of what many people on social media are calling fear porn.
Yeah.
In other words, it's hyperbolic elements of fear. And this is what totalitarian regimes use on their people.
Exactly.
But it sure seems like that's where, you know, it's not like where we're headed. It's where we already are.
Exactly. But the thing is, though, James, is to your point, it's not that everybody 100% is deceived of God's elect. And it's interesting to hear how people are starting, you know, they've been enduring this now for, you know, going on 2 years where it's really, the screws have really been tightened down. It's amazing how fast this has moved. But, you know, wokeism has had its day and glory. And now you got even Bill Maher able to see that this is a philosophy of death. This is not positive. This isn't good, which encourages me because it leads me to believe in the truth, that the truth is enduring. It will always be there. And that's the problem for these ideologues that want the truth to go away. I mean, the first thing they attacked was our faith and our God. And, you know, it's interesting how they lack so much courage that they're careful about how they go and attack our God, but they're attacking God's people. And let me tell you, there is going to be hell to pay when the God of heaven's army, the Lord of heaven's army, comes down and descends upon their ideology and judges them, and rightfully so, because God is going to protect his elect. You know, for a season, they may have a way, but it's a time for those of faith, James, to grow their faith and to see that, in fact, you can trust God, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, look, you said it right. It's not all of the elect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Abraham Lincoln said, you can't fool everybody. And at the same time, as people seem to be walking around like zombies under mind control, there's a very large group of people who have awakened, have seen the truth, understand what's happening, understand the biblical, philosophical, fundamental implications, what it means to their lives, their future, their family's future.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very, I mean, that cannot be suppressed. It can't
No.
be suppressed. The truth ultimately cannot be suppressed.
Exactly.
And for people, you know, people who are skeptical, all they have to do is start digging.
Yeah, exactly.
And learning.
Well, let me tell you the place they can go to. And the place they can go to is what you just said, the Bible. Okay? Because the New York Times didn't predict this. The Washington Post didn't predict that this was going to happen. Hillary Clinton didn't predict this was going to happen. It was God himself who said, this is what, just as you pointed out, this is what's going to happen, and we're in the midst of it. You tell me what other publication has predicted this kind of behavior, James.
Oh, no, the Bible has a great track record. There's over 300 prophecies that point to the aspects, the birth, the death, the suffering of Jesus, literally hundreds of years before Jesus was born.
Right.
And even to predicting the very day that he would triumphantly ride and what animal he would ride on his way into Jerusalem.
Right.
So it's it has an amazing
track record, right? Without a doubt,
inspired as God's words.
James, real quick, we'll pick it up from there. We got to go to break. We've got more from James Urson after this.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In 1946, Reverend Charlie Beyer stepped up to the mic to share the gospel via the Gospel Tide Hour radio show. Listen to what Charlie said back then.
We believe that the gospel is able to save the sinner, to heal the sick, and to sanctify the believer.
Fast forward 75 years, and the power of the gospel to change lives has not diminished. We believe that the gospel is relevant in every language and can transform the lives of all people, regardless of their cultural or ethnic identity or where they live. That's why the Tide Ministry now shares the gospel in 30 different languages on 3 continents and has a vision to keep expanding until the whole world experiences the power of the gospel of Christ. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe and impact even more people over the next 75 years, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with James Herson. We were going to talk about Clint Eastwood, but I think this is most important what we're talking about right now. James, I appreciate so much that you're talking about this issue, because This is really a salve. This is spiritual salve to wounded souls who have been beat up by the powers to be right now. The legacy media, corporate America, social media giants, that really, sadly, and we'll call them out exactly for who they are, and that's the Democratic Party. They've come after this gift that God has given to this country and to the world, this Democratic Republic, and the people are starting to realize the truth. And let me tell you, this is why the left is getting nervous and scared. Biden's Justice Department is going after these states that are auditing the vote, and they're putting pressure on them to do everything they can to stop them in their tracks by scaring them, James. I mean, and you, as an attorney, you understand how this operates and what they're doing and how diabolical this is to our American dream.
Sure. I mean, this started under the Obama administration, weaponizing institutions of government, but it's being carried to a whole new level. And the groups that you mentioned, the Democratic Party, the multinational corporations represented by big tech, big banks, a host of other companies, and, of course, the charitable institutions in the country and the media, they've aligned themselves with the philosophies and the groups that came into being at the turn of the 20th century, groups that embraced the teachings of the communist founding fathers, the Fabian socialists, the early people that sought world government, presumably and ostensibly in the name of peace. Of course, that's not true. Mm-hmm. And these groups are hostile, not just to Christianity. They're hostile to theism.
Yes.
They're hostile to any belief in a creator God. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that. Their system is based on social programming, social engineering, and the idea that utopia can be achieved on Earth through the right system, which, of course, places the purveyors of the system in the elite class with all the privileges.
Mm-hmm.
We see it displayed almost every day. And so this struggle between an atheist-based philosophy and a theistically-based philosophy, you know, people argue, they say, well, America's not a Christian nation. America's not a Judeo-Christian nation. America was founded by secularists. Well, of course, that is not true. Our birth right. certificate, the Declaration of Independence, presupposes that our rights come from God.
Yeah.
In other words, that's a very important concept, where our rights and powers come from. And if, in fact, they do not come from a divine source, then where did they come from? They come from the state.
Yes,
and the
exactly.
state that giveth can taketh away.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always been the struggle. But then we know in the spiritual, there is such a thing as spiritual evil. It's brought many people to the source of spiritual goodness, which happens to be Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yes.
But those people began to believe in spiritual evil. We see it manifested. We see it in the incredible coldness that this left-wing elite group has towards the lives of children. The
mm-hmm.
way they're imposing these stringent measures on innocent kids, the
yes.
way they killed innocent kids in the womb, and now this terrible, unbelievable, almost sci-fi scandal of organ harvesting from
exactly I was going to say
viable right. children mm-hmm. without anesthetics, which is inhuman, a violation of every human rights law, every statutory scheme in every country in the world. And the way it is reported, the way it's suppressed
mm-hmm.
is absolutely shocking. to the conscience, but not to those that are walking around like zombies, mm-hmm. abusing themselves and not paying attention to what's happening around them.
Well, this is why Bill Maher could not help himself. I mean, the cumulative evidence of this Marxist socialist trajectory, and when you look at it historically, it only produces death. You know, all the promises, I mean, you know, you think we would know enough, even from the Democrats. The Democrats continue to make all kinds of promises. They use that to buy votes along with any kind of money they can get access to, which right now they have the power. So Nancy Pelosi has opened up the vault. She's using the people's money. We're adding to trillions of dollars of debt. For what purpose? To really make it better? To really build better? Or just to control us better, James?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You mentioned Bill Maher. I know Bill Maher very well. I was a regular on his show mm-hmm. on ABC. I've had lots of conversations with Bill in the green room, off the camera, you know, walking around the backstage and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I can say, Bill is a very thinking person. And, you know, and some people will say, yeah, he's getting a lot of publicity mm-hmm. from doing this. And it's true. He does. On the right, but he happens to be now, I think because of his background in comedy, he's part of a group of comedians that have realized that free speech is central to what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're living in a place where free speech is starting to get squashed, they gotta speak out. So even
exactly.
Chris Rock, mm-hmm. even Dave Chappelle and a group, you know, Rob Schneider, people have taken to social media and they're talking about this. So that it's really great that Bill has become, it seems like he's doing it almost every week now.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking. It's guys like Joe Rogan, who this popular podcaster
right
now on Spotify, is getting, I mean, these people are all being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
As anyone who goes against the narrative is attacked. And we live in a time where credentials are meaningless now. We have people who are literally the top source on subjects, people who have multiple degrees, including medical degrees, who are being deplatformed, censored, fired, attacked, canceled. It is astounding. So we're living truly unprecedented mm-hmm. times, biblical times.
Right.
And it is, and it's critical that we get our families to church. We go to church. We network with people, what what some people refer to as the Christian industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
And we
yes.
have to do that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, no, you're right. Exactly.
It's always been a source of power in this country, one that the now establishment, the people that are running this country right now, want to stamp out. No matter what they say, they're decidedly against religion. They're mm-hmm. decidedly against any notion of dignity of the individual that, of course, people who take religion seriously, particularly Christians and Jews
mm-hmm.
who take religion seriously because they believe in the same scripture that talks about a creator who knit us in the womb, who knew us before we were born, who predestined us.
Okay, that is so profound when you think about it, James. James, two things, you know, as a people, we don't blush anymore, and we don't laugh. And we need to laugh again, and we need to blush. I'm just saying, as our last parting words here, as we wrap things up again, we're grateful for you coming on the show, James. You're so faithful to do this, and I so appreciate your perspective and balance in this whole thing. James Hurston, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst right here. Thank you, James. Take care, buddy. God bless.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden once insisted that two decades of U.S. backing had left Afghanistan forces capable of defending themselves. That's not what's happening, as another province has fallen to the Taliban over the last 24 hours.
They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made, providing close air support and paying all their salaries. They've got to want to fight.
Democrat New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over the governor's mansion in less than 2 weeks as disgraced Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will resign over sexual misconduct facts presented by the New York Attorney General. Ms. Hochul on Wednesday.
I will travel the state to meet New Yorkers, to listen to them, to assure them that I've got their backs.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. It is DeRoy Murdoch time, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, I know we're hard-pressed to figure out what to talk about because there's absolutely nothing happening in the state of New York these days.
No, it's just quiet. We're just here enjoying the lovely weather, the clean streets, and the general sense of calm and good cheer, as usual.
Well, now that you've got sexual harassment all resolved, that's taken care of, never to be talked about again, or 15,000 live senior lives that have been decimated, I guess New Yorkers can return to normal. Oh, no, that's right. You still have de Blasio, so I'm sorry.
We don't get anywhere near normal until de Blasio's back in the private sector, and that's January 1st of 2022. So we've got several months of wackiness left at a minimum. But you're right. We've got Governor Cuomo leaving within 2 weeks, really took a lot of people by surprise when he resigned. I mean, I really thought he was going to hang in there by his cuticles the last possible second. So when he said he was resigning, I think he really caught everybody off guard.
There's got to be some strategy there. What's the strategy? Why did he resign as opposed to? Because I was with you. I was tracking that. Well, yeah, he needs some protection there. As long as he's governor, he's got some sort of legal safety net. But now he's pretty well exposed. I guess somehow maybe his counselors thought, well, if you resign now, you still may have a shot to run in 2024.
No, I don't think it's a shot to run for anything. I mean, look, if he'd had one or two accusers, he might be able to say, well, somebody misunderstood something, or, well, this person's crazy or whatever. But when you have 11 different women come forward and speak in very, very specific and yeah, concrete terms about these allegations, which then were turned around and vetted by these two attorneys who were sort of special prosecutors, if you will, under the Attorney General's office here. These are very serious attorneys. They looked at this. They interviewed, I think, scores, if not hundreds of witnesses, looked at pages and pages and pages of evidence and emails and all kinds of instant messages, et cetera, and came to this conclusion. It's going to be impossible for him to run for anything other than maybe, you know, around a racetrack or something like that. So I think his career is done, and you know, to sit back and, you know, go fishing, go hiking or something like that. Maybe enjoy the Appalachian Trail.
Right, exactly. Or go find more people to do selfies with that you kiss, besides Robert De Niro. Maybe, you know, maybe Robert De Niro says, "Don't kiss me. I don't want any more kisses from you."
Maybe De Niro likes it. Who knows?
Yeah, well, what can you say? Well,
free to judge.
Yeah, exactly. Well, talk about a fall from grace, all within 12 months, DeRoy. I mean, here he was, king of kings, and all of a sudden now he's nobody. But you and I talked about this, that he was probably getting in the way. He was in a lane that somebody else needs to occupy, according to the Democratic operatives, because they got rid of him lickety-split. And you almost think that because of this harassment issue, you go, okay, well, what about that guy in the White House? I mean, don't we have a couple of issues there? Not to mention his son and all his other shenanigans.
That's true, and I think that probably some senior Democrats got to him and said, "Look, you're a giant albatross. You're going to bring down the entire party." Even when he resigned yesterday, he announced his resignation probably within about an hour, maybe even 45 minutes of the passage of the giant infrastructure bill, which I'm sure we'll discuss. And boy, it could have been a big win for Biden and Schumer, the Democrats. They could have spent the whole day basking in the glory of that successful vote. But within an hour, it was not completely off the headlines, off the front pages, off the people's websites, his websites, and replaced by this news of the Cuomo resignation. So if I were
exactly,
I would have been very upset that happened. But which is the bad news. The good news is that this, within a couple of weeks, will get him off the radar, and they're not going to have people. Our side will not have Andrew Cuomo to kick around anymore and use him, or basically have news about him and his shenanigans distracting from all the other things the Democrats want to do, as terrible as they are. So from their standpoint, it's going to be good for him to be out of the picture.
Well, and as you say, the rest of the country in the ensuing weeks will slowly but surely wake up and realize we've got to swallow a $6 trillion pill here. How's this going to happen?
Well, yeah, you've got, what is it, $1.2 trillion in so-called infrastructure, which, of course, includes a lot of things that aren't really infrastructure, like a new board that's supposed to encourage female truck drivers. I'm all for women driving trucks if they want, but do we need to spend government money to do this?
Well, you got to have the bureaucracy. I mean, come on. When you got that kind of money, let's add some more mansions to the bureaucratic castle, don't we?
Well, you got the bureaucrats, you've got the consultants, the bureaucrats, the people, the academics who study the consultants, the bureaucrats. They've all got to get paid, I suppose.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, and then we've got all sorts of diversity and inclusion programs in this bill. You've got $125 million to do a test pilot or a sort of pilot program for this vehicle miles driven tax, VMT it's called, which essentially will. And the idea is to put some kind of a sensor in your car, which will tell the government basically how many miles you've driven and where, and then tax you accordingly. I mean, if that's not an invasion of privacy, I don't know what is. And if we ever get this VMT tax, I'm sure it will be in addition to rather than instead of the regular gasoline tax. It's probably
a
tax on top of the tax naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Democrats are not known for killing taxes. They just add on to them. And by the way, this is what's baffling and extremely frustrating to me. Is that 19 Republicans voted for this? Why on earth they did this? Among other things, basically voting essentially for this new tax, or at least a pilot for it. Especially given that so many Republican senators represent rural states. You know, if you were in North Dakota and you're driving from point A to point B, it's not like here in New York where you're driving a mile or two. You're driving scores or
exactly.
miles from point A to point B. And if you're subject to that new per-mile driven tax, you're going to pay a lot of money. So these are GOP senators basically screwing their own voters in the most bizarre and completely unconstructive fashion.
Exactly. They'll be looking for a retirement door exit, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said they'll be looking for a retirement door exit. I mean, they're not going to get reelected.
Well, it would be a good thing. I mean, you've got people like John Hovind of North Dakota, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, Willard Mitt Romney of Utah. These are big states, and
yes.
You're driving from point A to point B. You're going to be, and we have this VMT tax in there. You're going to be paying a lot of money to get from one end of North Dakota to the next, or from one town to the next. Which, unlike here in New York, you know, here to Brooklyn, you can go across a bridge. You go from one town to the next, and up in the Dakotas, and the sort of upper Midwestern states, many of which are represented by Republicans, and you're going to be driving many, many miles to get from point A to point B and paying that tax. So it's really a tax on largely on rural people, certainly a tax on people who drive for a living. And this is an awful idea. I don't know why the Republicans had anything to do with this. And not just one or two of them, but 19 of them.
Exactly.
I'm not sure what the Republicans got in return. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, because they knew, Biden was real clear, this is a 1-2 punch. You were going to first pass the 1.3, which, like you said, when it comes to infrastructure, less than 10% of it is actually for roads and bridges and all those good things. Listen to Joe Biden, of course, you know, he only wants to talk about that 9-10% in much the same way. I mean, it's the same format that they use for Obamacare, right? And even starting with, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. I mean, here's a bill. It's not even written up, but we're going to have a vote on this blank sheet of paper. Don't worry. Just vote on it.
It's amazing. And when they wrote the bill finally, it's 2,700 pages. Nobody knows what's in it. Nobody can get through this thing.
Yeah.
And then, as you say, then we've got this next enormous chunk of spending, which is $3.5 trillion or higher. Some people say 5.5.
Probably higher. Yeah, we could only hope it was 3.5 trillion.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, gosh.
And we've got all sorts of freebies, free college, free community college. It's got amnesty for illegal aliens. It's got an expansion of Medicare and on and on and on. I mean, it's basically just another socialist cornucopia. And every Republican should vote against this, and I hope that Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema or one of the other Democrats steps forward and kills this thing. But they're trying to get this through reconciliation. They only need 50 votes plus Kamala Harris. So
right, exactly.
It's looking grim, but all of us need to make as much noise as we can try and make sure that bill does not get signed.
God, Teo, what's left to Roy? I mean, you're spending us into oblivion. You and I talked about this. This is the format that California did. They locked down the budgets in such a way that there was nothing left, you know, for new administrations to manage because everything was codified. You know, what are we going to do forward? You know, going forward here, there's no meat left on the bone here that I can see.
Well, look, this is what happens when people vote Democrat. I mean, if there's any lesson here for everybody, stop voting Democrat. The Democrat Party needs to be defeated every time it faces the voters in some elections in November. We have some gubernatorial elections in Virginia, I believe in New Jersey, if I'm not wrong. Those Democrats need to be kept out of office, and certainly the 2022 midterm elections and the 2024 presidential elections.
No, exactly.
Democrats out of office. They need to
get
the Smithsonian Museum where we can just visit them, you know, buying glass.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with the one and only DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21, Black Leadership Network. As you say, DeRoy, so rightfully, I mean, look at, we know what the Democrats do time and again, but even Republican voters are being fooled by their own. So it's, if anything is bipartisan, it should be bipartisan discernment of who we're putting into office, that they're going to look out for, you know, the goals of smaller government, a more efficient and effective government, and some fiscal discipline. How about that?
Well, you know, I love those things, and I'd love to think that someone in the Democratic Party still believes in these sorts of things. But as I say, this is not your father's Democrat Party. This is not your mother's Democrat Party. These are people who are far, far left radicals. They're really a socialist party. And by the way, people like us need to stop. Please stop using the term progressive. There's nothing about progress to these people. Yes. It's about regression to socialism, regression to the big spending, huge government models that we saw under FDR in this country, and certainly that you see in the big government states in Europe. I don't know why people on the right surrender the word progress to the left. So I never, ever use the word progressive. These are far left radicals. These are socialists. Many of them are Marxists. Some of them are full-on communists, and we need to identify them that way. And you look at their program, and it's just socialism. It's just getting the government involved in every single crevice of our lives at tremendous expense and with very little efficiency or anything positive to show as a result.
You're exactly right. I mean, the Democrats have done a good job. One thing I can give them credit for, they've done a great job at wordsmithing. You remember, it was pro-choice.
Oh, very good at that.
You know, and on top of that, they're committed to being lockstep. Nancy Pelosi, with her controlling not only the purse strings of the government, she controls many of the purse strings when it comes to the Democratic Party. So you better march according to her drumbeat. If not, thou shall not get reelected.
It's a amazing how well she's able to hold her troops together. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the Republicans, and 30 of them voted against this infrastructure bill, 19 voted for it. So it's the typical thing on the left. You know, they march together like North Korean soldiers in yes. lockstep and in unison. And the right, you know, it's atomized individualism. Everyone's going off and doing his own thing. And it's just so disappointing to see the GOP just fray apart and wander off in different directions with the too many of them sort of going along and trying to be nice to the left. There's a tendency on the part of the right to be nice and sweet and delightful and cuddly. And with the left, it's just a cold, hard, calculated search for power and control. And they stay focused on that while people on our side are trying to be warm and toasty and, you know, collegial and pals as the left just steamrolls over us.
And somehow they thought if they would be nice and be partisan, you know, they would demonstrate some sort of example. I mean, this has been kind of the time-honored position of Republicans. And meanwhile, they keep getting their hats handed to them. And Republican voters are frustrated. Who are you? I mean, you're such a chameleon. I can't even trust you. And you keep selling this country out.
You know, you're right. And right now, with the Democrats in many respects on the run, you see Biden's numbers falling. The Democrats' numbers are falling. Americans are extremely frustrated over the complete chaos at the border, the return of inflation, the explosion in crime across the country, the rise in homicide rates, and things like critical race theory and all this obsession with race. And, you know, every white person's a racist, every black person's oppressed, et cetera. Excuse me, the Democrats and the left really are sliding, and yet here comes the Republican Party, or 19 Republicans anyway, the Senate, to ride to the rescue and rescue and save them from, you know, from the from being washed over a waterfall. Why the GOP is in that business, I don't know, but I've never seen the Democrats ride to the Republicans' rescue. It's always the other way around, and that's extremely frustrating and extremely annoying.
Speaking of the border, DeRoy, you brought that up, and I wanted to touch base on it. This was a Fox News exclusive report that they had presented, and that they got some internal emails from the White House telling ICE, to surrender convicted felons, to not hold them, in terms of hold them for referral, and for deporting. I mean, just, you know, go ahead and just, you know, let them go. I mean,
it's amazing. I mean, it's almost as if these people want us killed. I mean, they're literally doing things that are killing Americans.
Yes.
You know, you've got, as you say, this situation with criminals who ought to be deported or being told, well, just let them run free. And these are people who are not pickpockets or shoplifters. These are people with convictions for assault, convictions for rape, convictions for murder, and they're let free. And if they go rape and kill more Americans, well, whatever. We just want to let these people have their freedom. And then you see this unbelievable situation at the southern border, which has turned into a massive super spreader event with people who are COVID-19 positive coming across the border and being given bus and plane tickets and saying, well, welcome to America, have fun. And here they come. And, you know, people like you and me are being told, put on your mask, show your vaccine passport, et cetera. And we literally are bringing in, Biden literally is bringing in thousands of people, thousands and thousands of people who are COVID-19 positive. And they're being released into the interior of the United States of America. It's appalling. I mean, it's one thing to say, look, we want to tax Americans to death, but they want us to get sick and die or be killed by criminals. I mean, I think these people are engaging in some level of treason, and the Democrat Party really has become the party of death in so many different respects.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, look what happened with Governor Cuomo. 15,000 people, seniors, die.
Absolutely.
And let's not talk about that. I mean, this is almost like, Al Capone. Let's not get him for murder, but, oh, yeah, tax evasion. That's what we'll do. We'll get him for tax evasion.
Well, that's right. Exactly. You know, the sort of big shrug when Cuomo's order to put COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes killed somewhere between 12,000 to 15,000 senior citizens in New York State. And, like, whatever, the Department of Justice decided not to investigate it because I guess it's no big deal. But here he is resigning because of harassing 11 women, which he should have done, which was terrible, and he's definitely getting what he deserves for it. But, boy, somewhere you'd think he'd pay a price for killing 12,000 to 15,000 elderly people in New York City. But that just seems to be, like, you know, no big deal, I guess.
I guess, they talked about Trump. They talked about Trump getting away with murder. I mean, this is somebody who literally has gotten away with murder.
Yeah.
Amazing.
12, not one or two or three people, but 12,000 to 15,000 people. And look, it'd be one thing if Cuomo said, look, we have nowhere to put these people. You've got to put them in the nursing homes because all hospitals are overflowing and we don't want them sleeping on sidewalks. You know, maybe you could have some sympathy for him if that were the case. He had, I believe it was 3,000 beds at the Javits Center. Here in New York, built by Donald J. Trump and the Army Corps of Engineers. And they had the USNS Comfort, the medical hospital ship, which is sitting out in the Hudson River. I believe that had about 1,000 beds.
Yes,
I think
exactly.
At most it had, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 filled at a time. So he should have filled, put those old folks, those COVID-19 positive people in those facilities. Franklin Graham had tents at Central Park, could have put them there and said, look, you've got 2 weeks to get better. Once you're COVID-19 negative, then we'll send you to the nursing homes, and you wouldn't have had 12,000 to 15,000 people killed. That's what he should have done, and he didn't do that. He sent them straight away from hospitals where there were, you know, I guess stopped coughing and sneezing, but still were COVID-19 positive, put them in nursing homes. People who weren't sick suddenly got sick, and 12,000 to 15,000 of them dropped dead. Andrew Cuomo ought to be in prison for the rest.
Exactly. Well, you got to understand, Roy. I mean, he was busy. He was doing videos and, you know, those daily documentaries that he was doing, you know, updating the people of New York and the world on COVID that was so important that ended up getting him an Emmy and a book deal. You know, he's busy. You know, come on.
Well, he's writing his book, for which he got $5 million. And, of course, at the time he was arranging that massive, one of the biggest advances for a book deal I've ever heard of. They were cooking the books and saying, well, the number of COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes is about half what actually turned out to be. Because if you had a big number like that, then why would somebody pay somebody $5 million to write a book about leadership when you've got all these dead bodies piling up? So they kept, they kept that covered up, which is a massive conflict of interest. That's some sort of fraud, I think. Mm-hmm. And again, he ought to be in handcuffs for that alone.
And where's the embarrassment of the media? The media should have been all over this.
Yep. A few of us wrote about this and like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. You're making it up, unproven claims, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turned out to be true. And
sadly,
Democrat Attorney General Letitia James demonstrated a report that came out some months ago. And it turned out that what we'd said early on turned out to be true.
Exactly. Time and again. DeRoy, speaking of COVID, you had written COVID is an invisible enemy at war with the U.S. and Biden is giving it aid and comfort. That's inarguable, isn't it? I mean, the facts are supreme here.
Yeah, I have a piece about this at FoxNews.com, and I lay out the case of how the open border, right, basically no border at this point, that has been engineered by Biden, has all these people coming across. The numbers are enormous. In the Rio Grande Valley, the number of illegal aliens testing positive for COVID-19, that number's gone up 900%. That's 9x, ninefold increase. This is an enormous figure. You've got elsewhere in, this is in McAllen, Texas. Let's see, since mid-February of this year, over 7,000 confirmed COVID-19 positive immigrants released in the city of McAllen, including over 1,500 new cases last week alone, 1,500 new cases last week. And these people, as I say, are coming in. They're going across the country. I'm sure they're getting Americans sick. They're probably getting Americans infected and killed.
Exactly.
And Joe Biden's doing this. And if we're really fighting essentially a war against an invisible enemy, then in this war, Joe Biden is giving the enemy aid and comfort, which, as I say, means that he is guilty of biotreason.
Well, here it is. I mean, we got a governor from New York. We got the president of the United States, both Democrats. As you say, the party of death. They're killing our people. They are sending infected human missiles with this virus into the interior. And, you know, there's no wonder the numbers are up in Texas. It makes me wonder what the heck is being engineered with these numbers in Florida right now, because we got a spike going on in Florida.
Well, you know, maybe they're sending to Florida for two reasons. One is to embarrass Ron DeSantis, who's obviously a political threat to Biden in 2024, or Harris, or whoever the Democrats run next time around, number one. And number two, as you know, Florida is a swing state, very, very close. And if you get a bunch of people who the Democrats believe will support them in future elections, I'd refer to these people coming across the border as FDA, Future Democrats of America.
DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributors, always, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Great to talk to you. Thanks.
You got it.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply.
We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated? Try.